Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. She loved her husband, but they hadn't had sex in 5 years. It hadn't happened all at once. You know, it was gradual. There was 2 pregnancies, 2 young children, endless demands, work and family. And her body had become something that was just needed all day long. Holding, feeding, comforting, performing in terms of work. And somewhere in that, she just stopped feeling like her body was her own. After those 5 years, he finally said it. He said, you know, if our sex life doesn't change, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I really do need this need to get met. And that conversation shook something awake in her because she realized that she had lost herself. Not just her sexuality, but in her body, her desire, and even just her connection to what she even felt. So when Rita and I started working together, you know, she couldn't tell me what turned her on. She couldn't even name what she was feeling emotionally or what she was sensing in her body. Her life had just become logistics and responsibility and caretaking. And she told herself, well, my desire doesn't really matter. This is just a phase of life. Like, our sex life can wait. But it couldn't actually. It couldn't wait. So we didn't start with sex. We actually started with her. And we started with her senses. Touch, taste, sound, sight, her intuition, her interoception, her breath. We began bringing her back into her body in small but real ways, not as another thing to do, but as something to experience, as a reclamation and a homecoming for the type of aliveness, intimacy, and eroticism that not only was she capable of, but that she deserved. And as Rita came back online and home to herself, here's what we uncovered, and this frequently happens with my clients that are disconnected from their sensuality, which let's just say a lot of people are because of sexual trauma, overworking, and especially in this case, emotional hurts. Emotional hurts, resentments, and disconnection. Because this shutdown in Rita's marriage had not just been physical, it had been relational. And we did some sessions with her and her husband. Now, most of the work was with her, but what I see again and again is this. It only takes one person to begin shifting the dynamic, but it can be helpful if you're in a partnership to bring your partner in so that you start having some of the same language, so that I can do some of the trauma and healing work with my client being witnessed by their partner. So there's more compassion and regard and love and attunement in the relationship. Through our work, Rita began exploring aspects of herself that she had never really even accessed before. Fantasies, erotic imagination, different expressions and archetypes of her feminine, and allowing her anger and frustration to move instead of letting the resentments pile up and create a massive roadblock to her sexuality. And as that energy moved, There was something else that was happening. She realized that her emotions, whether she saw them as bad, good, or otherwise, were things that could actually fuel her aliveness. That what she had been stuffing down was actually energy and a catalyst for passion, not just with her partner, but in her life. Because through our work together, not only did she reignite the intimacy after 5 years, but she also got a job that filled her up, that made her more buoyant and courageous and happy and delighted, and that took some of the pressure off of her family life to fulfill her in ways that she actually needed her work to. Within 2 months of our work together, she and her partner were having sex again. But more importantly, it wasn't obligatory sex that had happened before this 5-year dry spell. This time, Rita was actually wanting it and enjoying it. She was in her body, she was present, she was alive again. And it didn't stop there. As her desire came back, so did her sense of possibility, so did her confidence. She expanded her friendships, she deepened her spiritual path, she, as I mentioned, got an even better job. Because when we reconnect to one part of ourselves, everything else begins to move. We are all interconnected, even if it doesn't seem that way. We can't separate our head from our heart, from our body, our eroticism from our spirituality. So when we reconnect to our love life, everything else begins to move forward in really deep and delicious ways. So what happened with Rita is exactly what happens when we come back into relationship with our own body. When desire isn't something we wait for or blame our partner for or hope will just happen differently in a different season, it has to be something that we're willing to meet, even in the middle of motherhood, even in the middle of a full life, and dare I say, especially then. Because even in life's busy seasons and taxing seasons, we need to be able to center ourselves, to reclaim our bodies. And to be able to build our relational skill set so that no matter what life throws at us or what cycle of our partnership we're in, that we can reconnect physically, intimately, emotionally, and with every facet of our life. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.